This podcast is sponsored by Happy Warrior Kava. Be a happy warrior. Drink, relax, and enjoy the strong and smooth taste of the best-selling kava in the islands. Happy Warrior Kava.
And I am joined, as always, by the one and only Davis Pittner.
I'm back.
He's back.
I'm here.
He's
I'm alive.
Back. We have him back in studio. The duo is back. Shout out Sienna for filling in.
Yeah, I gotta say, I saw you guys. Sienna did a great job. Shout out Sienna.
Sienna,
thank you.
You're always welcome back here on set. And welcome back, my friend.
Dude. Crazy vacation. Washington was really nice. It was a break I needed.
Yep.
Excited to be back, though, and here with you, Kyle.
I know. And no better time for you to be back because It is officially game week
game
for the
time,
Rainbow
dude.
Warriors football team. You know, they take on Vanderbilt week zero, opening the season, first year under head coach Timmy Chang. A lot going on this weekend, man, and I cannot wait.
It's a lot of excitement, Kyle. You know, I feel like we've been talking about this for a while, and now it's here.
Ever since we started the show.
Come Saturday, you know, the conversation stops. You know, all the what ifs, what's going to happen, it stops there. I mean, this is game week, and we're finally going to know what this team is capable of.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. And I think this week is so interesting because obviously we don't know a lot about UH as far as personnel and, you know, how Timmy's going to do as a head coach. But at the same time, their opponent, Vanderbilt, they're also coming out of a semi-rebuild as well. They're still going through it under a new head coach in year two. A lot of turnover as well. So, again, just two teams that have a lot of just variables, a lot of moving pieces just for them to figure out as, you know, the season goes along for each team, but also in game one.
Yeah. No, I mean, Vanderbilt coming into this, I mean, obviously last season was a struggle for them going, you know, 2-10.
2-10.
Wasn't perfect for UH, too, at the same time, 6-7. I mean, we had our struggles, too.
Yep. I mean, it's just, like you said, you know, just kind of a, not so much the record-wise for UH in terms of rebuild, but just culturally and, you know, all the off-season things going on, that's what really kind of took center stage for this football team. So now they can just go back to just focusing on football. And, you know, as far as the Commodores go, you know, second year under head coach Lee, he just kind of, you know, he wants to establish this culture. He wants to establish a culture of, you know, I mean, we're talking candidly, Vanderbilt has kind of just become sort of like the, not the laughing stock, but he's kind of just the butt of the, you know, the butt of the joke in the SEC, right? They're kind of the last place team or the bottom tier team in a very, very strong conference, in the SEC. And, you know, he wants to establish a culture of like, hey, don't feel defeated. You know, don't, you know, this defeatist attitude towards games.
Yeah.
You know, he wants them to compete. He wants them to be in it. So that's kind of the culture that he's been breeding over year one last season and then going into the second year.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give these guys credit, too. They are in a hard conference. SEC is no joke. I mean, I was just looking at their schedule, right? Top-ranked teams, you see number 20, Kentucky, 21, Mississippi, 22, Wake Forest. And then you go all the way to number 3, Georgia.
Yep.
Number 1, Alabama.
Yeah, it's not an easy road, you know, when your regular season consists of playoff teams, right? Playoff-caliber teams. Hey, that's just the mentality that coaching staff wants to instill is, like, you need to, you know, be able to compete in this conference that you're in. So never feel like you're out of it. Never feel like you're down. And, you know, they have some pieces that I think, you know, could make an impact at least going, you know, just to be competitive. I think I talked to the sports reporter at WSMV4. Or I'm not W. It's no, it is. Sorry, WSMV4. in Nashville, Tennessee, the sports reporter Chris Harris, and he just kind of said, you know, the expectation of this team is to just be competitive, right? Build off of year one and compete in a very, very difficult conference.
Yeah. And, you know, I think they can be that way. You know, I never want to rule out the underdog. And
right.
the real question is, like, kind of, who is the underdog in this situation? I mean, you have Vanderbilt coming in, but you have UH also coming in with a brand new team, essentially. You know,
right.
It's kind of like an unknown of where we're at, you know, what these guys can do.
And I think, for UH, just to be able to start the season against against SEC caliber competition, you know, it's still a Power 5 school. Vanderbilt is still a Power 5 school. They still get top recruits. They still get these players. So for Hawaii, I think just showing off, you know, what they've been working on since spring that Timmy and his staff installed, and just kind of putting that out on the field. And again, a lot of question marks, right? A lot of mysteries. We don't even know who's starting at quarterback this week.
Yeah.
You look at the UH depth chart, it says at least they're whittled down to three on paper.
We got to three.
On
yeah,
paper.
Yeah.
On paper, it's listed Braden Shager or Joey Yellen or Cameron Cooper. So we have three guys that, you know, will be – we don't know who's going to take the first rep.
Yeah.
We really don't know.
No, I mean, it makes it exciting, too, to see which one is going to, you know, come out of this on top. I mean,
right.
We are going to know after this, you know, who's going to be taking the charge for the rest of the season, possibly.
Exactly. And honestly, that's what the non-conference schedule is for. So we could see more than one quarterback against Vandy, could see one down the line against New Mexico State or Western Kentucky. So we'll see. We'll see who will take over for that spot. And if it, you know, it's up for grabs. And whoever wants to take it can take it. And I think that's just kind of the mentality they're going into it with. But, yeah, man,
it's exciting. No, it's exciting. And I saw that you were with the coach today with Timmy and interviewed some other players. And what I got out of that interview, too, because I was watching it, and it just seems like they're all looking forward to the energy, to have that crowd back. I mean, you remember back to COVID and all of that. A lot of those players didn't experience the fans back and like the full capacity. And I think that's what a lot of them are looking forward to, you know, to have that energy back, to have the students back, you know. Kind of feel that way again.
Oh, and it's going to be packed, dude. So I was looking online at the ticket sales. They have about 60 or so individual tickets left for game one. Other than that, pretty much sold out. And on top of that, they have a pre-game concert, much like the spring game. Spring game, if you remember, at about 2:30, they had Rebel Soldiers. This time they got the green.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's just going to be a full-on party.
I freaking love the green. That is awesome.
So,
it's going to yeah.
I mean, Davis, we have an extra credential.
All right.
Up to you, dude.
I'm down.
You just have to we just have to finish editing the Saturday show at like 1 p.m. and
it's
then we'll
gonna,
go.
Yeah. Dude, that is so awesome.
Yeah, it's a full party, dude.
It is a full party. And you know, just talking about that excitement and everything, you know, let's take it to the interview with Coach Timmy Chang.
Those good picks, right? And voted on by the players and their peers. So that's what makes it special, right? It's rewarded by their body of work and what they've shown their teammates through January all the way to this point right now. So it's pretty special, and it's a big honor. You know, it really is to, you know, to be the leaders of the team. Those four guys are who we hang our hat on, and we go as they go. So.
It's also good that how diverse it is. You got two guys who grew up in American Samoa, and two other guys that started their college careers as walk-ons.
Yeah, I actually remember a picture of our two guys from American Samoa at the airport getting ready, whether it was either, I think it was coming here or at the airport here, them 5+ years ago. Those boys, as young as they were, embarking on a new journey, and I told them in the team meeting, It was good to see them, how far they've come and where they are now.
Coach, speaking of new journeys, how do you feel on your first game week as a FBS head coach?
It's every day. It's just one day at a time, you know, and so it's just trying to get these guys ready to go for Saturday, and making sure all the details are correct, and you know, we're peaking at that moment on Saturday.
You know, you kind of talk about, you know, you tell your players about the fan experience or experiencing a crowd at a UH football game. For you to actually be able to show them on Saturday what like a capacity crowd's gonna look like, how special is that for you to know that, you know, this comes out of this stadium's gonna be rocking?
Pretty special. I just really want them to focus on what they have to do, but also feed off the energy, use the energy, right? That's the beauty about playing at home is that your home fans, they're for you, they're cheering for you, they're helping you out, and you get them excited with your energy and your play on the field. So, you know, at the end of the day, I just really want them to concentrate on the things that they have to do and doing their job, and they'll have a fun time.
And you talk about doing their job against Vandy. What is your overall kind of evaluation of the Commodores as you guys kind of scout them and get yourselves ready for Saturday?
Yeah, good SEC team. They come from a great conference. It's a great school, a really good coach. And, he's in his second year, and I know he's got his guys. You know, every time you kind of get a year under your belt and you get to repeat the process, your team's going to get better. So, looking forward to the challenge, and they're great athletes. And so, we got to come ready to play.
Coach, what does it mean to you to be such a big part of local football history at the high school and college level, and now to open a new chapter and lead your alma mater as the head coach this Saturday?
Yeah, that's, it hasn't hit really. It just, you know, I'm just, again, with our coaching staff and our guys, you know, just kind of focusing on the process and stuff. But somewhere along the way, it'll hit, you know. But trying to just stay, you know, nice and cool, nice and easy, and really just kind of stick to our routine and preparing our guys to get ready. So it's just nice and smooth.
You know, fans got a taste of it during Island Day, right, during the spring. I guess, in your words, what are fans, you know, what are they going to expect come the pregame, you know, obviously with the green, and then just kind of the game day festivities for the fans?
You know, we're hoping for the fans to have a great experience, and so they keep coming back to our beautiful campus. They keep coming supporting not just football but everybody, and just having a great time. You know, that's what it's about. I think, you know, we're trying to create our own environment as well or better than what there was at Aloha Stadium. And just being able to show off our beautiful campus and just show that we can have a pretty good time here while watching some good football.
Side note, I'm sure other people have kind of asked you about it, but you know, last week the proposal was approved to expand TC Ching and add more seats and things like that out here. Just I guess your reaction to the news, knowing that, you know, for now this home is going to grow.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. You know, we can get more fans in here, for one. It'll keep up with D1 compliance and having enough seating. But just excited to have more fans and more energy, and these guys get to play and feed off of the state's energy. And so pretty excited about that.
And, you know, the track and soccer will eventually move up to the grass field, and soccer will be able to host home games at home again. Talk about just kind of overall the athletic department being here on lower campus and just the buzz that kind of creates as an athletic department in general.
Sure, it's a unique opportunity that we haven't had here, right? We're really outsourced to different venues, but you know, that's pretty cool that the soccer team gets to be there and have their own place, and the fans get to come and enjoy. And so I expect it to be, again, a fun environment where people get to enjoy this beautiful campus and get to see some great Division I, you know, sports and athletes, especially the homegrown ones and to stay home.
Coach, between now and game day, it looks like you're still getting a number of quarterbacks in work out there. You guys going to announce any decision between now and game day?
Probably not. You know, we really just want to make sure that they prepare for all five quarterbacks. So you'll see who comes out on that first day, and then we'll go from there.
All right, well, that was just head coach Timmy Chang, Rainbow Warriors head coach, and you know, also asked him about, you know, making his debut as the head coach of the Rainbow Warriors, his alma mater, his hometown team.
Sure, yeah.
You know, you think back to back in the early 2000s, he was setting all these records as a player. You know, to be able to come back and be the head coach, be the leader of this team, that means something very special to him. You know, ask him about it, and, you know, he's playing pretty cool, doesn't want to get too caught up in it. He honestly says, you know, he hasn't really hit him yet, but, you know, obviously it probably is in the back of his head almost every day this week, right? That, yeah. You know, you see the paper putting out pictures of Timmy. We're talking about it. So I'm sure it's in the back of his mind. But, you know, just the kind of the crazy sports history and things that's going to, you know, take place, I think is super cool.
It's really cool. And, you know, it's good to see him there and things kind of go around full circle in a way.
Yeah,
you see
absolutely.
All these other coaches, all the, you know, playing time also at UH. Everyone coming together, and it's just a unique atmosphere, this brotherhood, right?
Yeah,
for
exactly.
For this team.
Exactly.
It really is, you know, like a brotherhood. And, you know, we're all just super excited and, you know, super excited for Timmy for this opportunity. And I think it's going to be a good game. But I think it's going to be a tough game, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like we said, you know, UH has some guys that, you know, will produce this year. And then so does Vanderbilt. Like, don't count on Vanderbilt. At least for Hawaii, on our end, we know the guys. You know, Dedrick Parson is going to have a pretty significant role in the run game. That offensive line is the most tenured group on the team. They're going to have a big year as far as being the kind of the workhorse, right? Just kind of putting the team on their backs if they can all stay healthy. And then you know, obviously you don't know much about the quarterback yet, but we'll get to that. You know, maybe we'll know by Sunday when I do my recap. You know, who knows?
That's true.
Maybe we won't. Who knows? But, you know, don't count on Vanderbilt, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, hey, I don't know if you did this. In high school, we would always have these reports, and our coaches would make us take quizzes and take notes and look at players and who they are. So for everyone watching, I got my notes right here.
Wow,
I was
looking at
Andy.
Student of the game.
Taking my notes.
Student of the game.
So I just wanted to point out a couple players that I'm having my eye on personally for Vandy. I'm just going to look at my notes here. So number 24, running back, Rocco Griffin. He's a junior now. Just something that stood out for me, played 11 games last year, 4 touchdowns, 511 yards. Pretty impressive. I mean, you can expect a decent running game, I guess, going into this year. Two receivers that I'm also looking at, Quincy Skinner Jr., sophomore, came into it, 3-star recruit. Something I'm also seeing some hype about is Jaden McGowan. He's a freshman, also a 3-star recruit. So obviously these guys are recruiting hard, getting these kids. So
absolutely.
This team has a lot of good people. But I think the one player that I think UH has its eye on that has probably been scouting at is Afrene Orji. I mean, that guy, it was just looking at it. Everyone's saying that's the best chance for Vanderbilt for an NFL player.
I mean,
crazy last season. Let's just look at the stats. 93 tackles, 13 tackles for loss. He finished 12th in the SEC. And also, a little fact, the Phil Steele report, you know, well-known. He ranks different players.
Yeah.
He ranked him for preseason All-SEC second-team defense.
See, that's the thing. It's like... Vandy, the record might not show up, but like we said, they have guys, right? They have dudes. Another guy I will add to that is their quarterback, Mike Wright, who came on as the starter late last season and kind of showed flashes, and now he's kind of taking the reins as the full-time starter. So, he has a lot to prove this season, being trusted with the starting role, and I think that, you know, without a quarterback, you can't run your offense, right? So, I think it's up to him, and if he can dial up something, you know, he can also use those weapons that he has at his disposal.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It just like you said. I mean, this, despite looking at their record, that record last year. I mean, I'm sure it's just kind of like an added fire for the team.
Right.
You know, they don't want that again.
They
don't want to look that way.
Yeah.
To other teams and everything, they want to change this thing. They want to turn it around, which, in my opinion, you know, it just makes them more dangerous.
We
can't count these guys out. And you look at these players, top recruits, NFL prospect. You know, they have the components to make this a difficult game.
You know what? I completely agree. And it's just exciting to know
it
that.
It is exciting, yeah.
You know, being back at Ching, it's going to be cool because I was there for spring ball and it's like the environment is super cool. Yeah, man. I can't wait.
I'm excited, dude.
It's finally here.
I'm excited. I got to ask you, you know, being through camp, doing all these interviews, in your expert opinion,
okay,
are the Bows ready?
You know what? I think they are. A lot of question marks going into camp, especially with just the number of people that, you know, we just don't know a lot, didn't really know who was going to be on the roster and if they were able to field a team, is a full team with depth, right? But, you know, throughout camp, I've seen them kind of mature and grow. These guys that, you know, might have kind of been lost in the wash in the previous regime have now kind of come to the forefront and really taken on leadership roles. And, you know, they've reinstilled the ha-ha. And I think culturally, it just feels like Hawaii football again. And these players want to play for Coach Timmy. They want to get him his first win as a head coach for his alma mater. So this is personal, right? This means something. They're playing for something this season, and you know, I think they're ready. I think they're ready to put up a fight. I think they're ready to be competitive.
Dude, I'm excited. I'm excited for the green.
Yeah,
I think that day overall is just, you know, like you were just saying, a lot of excitement. Mm-hmm. I think this is going to be really fun. It's going to be exciting for the fans. It's going to be exciting for the players, for Timmy.
Oh yeah.
We'll see if it happens, man. I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be a good game.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for us. That's a wrap for this episode and a look ahead for this upcoming game with the Bows.
There we go. Hawaii, Vanderbilt, Saturday, August 27th. It's going to be a good one.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
We're going to be coming back at you guys next week with a full recap of the game and a look ahead to you.
Next week.
Oh, man. So it's going to be exciting, man.
Football season is here. Thank you guys again so much for watching or listening to this episode of H&N Overtime. For more episodes like this, you can head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get the rest of our H&N podcast. And be sure to check us out on our YouTube channel. Thanks again. Aloha.